Governor Ige has twice missed a deadline to give federal officials a list of names to fill two at-large terms that are expiring in August on the Western Pacific Regional Fishery Management Council. So how much will Hawaii's position be weakened? Civil Beat reporter Nathan Eagle has the reality check. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, Bethann. Thanks for having me.
So I can imagine that nobody must be happy about this, not the folks on the council who would have, or at least from Hawaii already, who would like to have other folks from Hawaii there, and certainly not fishermen.
You're absolutely right. It's kind of a no-win situation. You've got the environmentalists unhappy because they were, you know, viewing this as an opportunity to maybe reform the council, known as West Bank. And then you've got the commercial fishermen who have been pretty happy with the direction of the council, looking to keep their voice and their seats at the table.
How did this happen?
Well, it started with the March 30th deadline being missed, and then NOAA, from what I'm told, for the first time ever, extended the deadline by 30 days to April 28th. That deadline came and went, but a list of names was submitted, but from what Governor Ige's chief of staff is saying, Mike Cartney, it didn't include the full application packets or all the details that NOAA was expecting.
Did Mike McCartney give any reason why that? I mean, I know he's apologized publicly, but was there any reason why the paperwork didn't go in as it should have?
There really wasn't, no.
So at this point, everyone is out until when? When's the next time that there might be a possibility? Are we looking at another term expiring anytime soon?
Oh, it'll be at least another year or so, if my memory is correct. But in the meantime, what we're looking at is at least one of the members, McGrew Rice, being gone because his name wasn't on any list. But there's a chance that one of the other members, who's the current council chair, Edwin Ebisui, he might be able to keep his seat because the governor of the Northern Marianas ended up including his name, even though he's from Hawaii, on his list of nominees for NOAA to choose from.
So that might have been a matter of if not luck, at least appreciation by another principality. But at this point, is there anything more that can happen to be able to influence how this body would be able to view what happens in Hawaii?
In talking to different NOAA officials, the short answer to that is no. You know, they're kind of out of luck this round.
Okay. Well, that's the answer. We're out of luck, at least for the moment. We'll see what happens. Thanks so much.
Yeah. You bet.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today with reporter Nathan Eagle.